Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. It's Wendy Snyder, and Frank Fontana is sitting in for Bill Left today, and I have to be perfectly honest with you. When we talk to Alexander Zalbin weekly, I kind of sit back and let Bill do all the heavy lifting, but I'm pretty excited because I have actually some TV things to talk about with Alexander. This segment with Alex Zalbin is sponsored by WOW Internet TV Phone. Stick around for the WOW moment of the week. We'll get to that. Alexander is the managing editor of Decider.com. You will enjoy talking to him, Frank. Alexander, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for talking me up. I appreciate it.
What's up, Alexander? How are you, buddy?
Hey, good to meet you.
Now, I just have to tell you, Frank is a very busy man. He works out all the time.
As I'm eating a Krispy Kreme donut right now.
Well, every once in a while, you got to give in. So he doesn't watch a lot of TV. I do watch a lot of TV, so this should be fun. I have a couple of things I want to run past you. The Staircase, it's on Netflix. Mm. Are you into this at all?
Now, I'm not a big true crime guy, but we've been talking about it a lot around the Decider office because when the news first came out about it, honestly, I heard a gasp come from one of our writers, Kayla Cobb, down the road.
Was she a fan of Making a Murderer?
Yeah, it's kind of like Making a Murderer, but it's the original Making a Murderer. It came out about a decade or more ago. It followed a true crime author who may or may not have killed his wife. There's an original documentary series, then there was a sequel documentary series, and now Netflix brought it back with an additional three episodes showing what happened in the intervening years. And as far as I've heard, it's crazy.
It's really super good. It's this author and Vietnam vet. He wrote about Vietnam when he came back, and his wife was found at the bottom of the staircase, hence the name The Staircase. And the argument is, did he kill her? Was it an accident? And it is fascinating to me to see what it transpires in a real courtroom. It's super cool. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give anything away, but I just binge watched it in the last week. I think there are only 12 episodes.
I was scrolling through Netflix, and I'm looking for stuff late at night to watch just to kind of decompress.
It's really good.
That was one of the ones that I paused on and said, should I get into it? But it just looked like I would need to really pay attention.
It's a true life drama. You know, I mean, it is a documentary, but the twists and turns are as crazy as any drama show, any murder show that you might watch on TV. Don't read anything about it.
Yeah.
Like Wendy said, just go into it, watch it. You're not going to believe how it turns out.
All right.
Another TV thing I want to mention before we get into your agenda, Alexander, is I think I am one of five people in the city of Chicago who absolutely loves Big Brother. And Big Brother, I know, you're judging me now. I can hear it in your voice.
I am friends with Big Brother super fans who love and adore the show and watch the feeds 24/7. So I'm glad you like it.
Here's the deal. Big Brother is now celebrating their 20th season, which blows me away. I think I may have, there was one season I was so not into the people at all, I skipped it. But I've watched pretty much 19 of these seasons. And it's basically a social experiment. You get a group of people together. I believe there are 16 at this point. And Julie Chen hosts it. And I love to watch what she's wearing. She's very good. Although, is it wrong that as I watch her walking in stiletto heels, the very beginning is filmed live, I have visions of her falling? I'm not saying I want her to fly.
You kind of do, though.
I kind of want to see how she'd recover. Is that bad?
Great. So you watched how many seasons just for that moment?
No, it's a social experiment, people living together. I would get kicked out right away because I would annoy people, but you have to change your game. What are your thoughts on this, Alex?
I mean, I almost obstinately have tried not to learn anything about the show because I have these friends who are diehards, and I just honestly do not have the time to watch it. I mean, if you have a subscription to CBS All Access, you can literally watch them 24 hours a day, sleeping and eating and just hanging out.
Sometimes so, I check
like
in.
You said,
it's sometimes
it's
fun.
Can you see stuff that you really wouldn't see? Or like, you know, is there like hanky-panky going
sometimes
on?
Sometimes.
Really?
And there is, you see literally everything if you get the all access feeds. Otherwise, they edit it down for a couple of times a week on the broadcast network on CBS. But my favorite thing, and I could not believe this, you probably know about this really well, Wendy, but Zingbot is a thing. There's a robot that comes in once a season and just razzes everybody.
What is it? What is a Zingbot? That's
it. It's a robot with a stupid voice like this, and it insults everybody. Like, there was a guy, Cody, last time who was a real jerk. He really was. He was a narcissist. He thought he was better than everyone else. So Zingbot would come in and just say things to let people know we're watching and we're aware of this. Would that be a good description of Zingbot?
And is it viewers' comments?
No.
Just producers typing stuff.
It sounds like, again, as somebody who doesn't watch it, but as somebody who said, hey, I know you're into Big Brother, and then had to sit there and listen to people talk for half an hour about how amazing the season is. It's one of those things that it's just, you start with it and you fall off a cliff and you are obsessed with it.
It's totally true. We started watching, I have two teenage boys, so we all watched as a family, and everybody gets mad at everybody if we watch out of turn. We have to wait and watch it together. And there's a nice dude, Scotty, from Shorewood, from here, from Chicago, who's on it this season, so I'm
what
rooting for him.
What do you win at the
$500,000.
To have your life exposed for how long?
It's all of summer. I don't know the exact amount of it. Is it 3 months? I think it's something like that.
And people months, and also you get cut off from everything outside, which
like
a lot
kids.
Of the Twitter chatter I've seen is like, oh, that actually sounds pretty nice to go into a house and only have to deal with stuff in the house for a couple of months. What a nice vacation.
It's not, listen, I can tell you, I'm actually a former reality show winner.
From what show?
I don't know if you know this. Back in 2004, when Martha Stewart went to jail, Every network thought she'd never come back, so they started a reality contest to replace the domestic diva.
And you were part of it?
I was on an ABC show called The Great Domestic Showdown, and it was the producers of Big Brother, which
really?
Is interesting. Mindy, yep. She was one of the executive producers, came over to produce this show for Buena Vista Television, and we were sequestered in a home in Pasadena with seven other people. And there was cameras piped 24. It was like Big Brother, but for a short period of time. And we were crafting. And we were throwing parties. So it wasn't as exciting. But I can tell you this. They forced drama at every single. Like, there was one time where I got upset. I was supposed to cook a meal. And there was, like, a wheelbarrow. And I was looking for a product. And I, like, pushed over the wheelbarrow, like, gently. They used that in the promo. Like, I was angry. And
yeah.
I flipped over a wheelbarrow. So from that, I learned that, you know, reality is not reality. Everything is scripted. Everything is produced. Every moment is produced. They would try to antagonize us. They'd get us separated from other people. Hey, that person said this about you. What do you think about that?
And then they'd use the clip that they get.
But I caught on, and I was like, I don't have a problem with him. Like, what? You guys aren't going to trick me. But I ended up winning the show.
Alex, you should look up Frank Fontana at frankfontana.net, correct?
.net, yep.
He's been on TV. You've been on...
For 15 years?
Yeah.
HGTV, A&E, ABC, yeah.
So you got a real TV person talking TV with Alexander.
Right. Who doesn't watch half the shows we're talking about. But I am excited about when we're going to get to the FX premieres of the new... Sons of Anarchy spinoff.
Okay, right? We'll talk about that, and we'll also include the wow moment of the week. If you have any television talk that you'd like to get in on with Alexander Zalbin from Decider.com, just 312-981-7200. And the segment with Alexander Zalbin, sponsored by Wow Internet TV Phone. Please stick around for that wow moment of the week, because it's a-coming. And that is Frank Fontana. He is sitting in for Bill Leff. Bill will be back on Monday.
I miss Bill.
I do too.
I just want to hug him.
He's not a hugger.
He's not a hugger. That's why I want to hug him.
I know. And I'm Wendy Snyder, and Alexander Zalbin is on with us, and he is the managing editor of Decider.com. I feel like I am taking away all of your topics, but there's a couple of other things I want to mention. Preacher on AMC debuted. I'm a huge fan of Preacher. You like it?
Oh, I love that show. It's so crazy. I was actually getting caught up earlier today, and Joseph Gilgan, who plays the vampire Cassidy, is one of the best characters on TV, hands down. It's so crazy, so violent. If you've never watched the show, one of the nice things about this season is each season is kind of telling its own story while telling the ongoing story, so you can actually jump in at the beginning of the season if you really want to, but it's bananas. It's unlike anything else on television.
And the lovely Betty Buckley, who I believe was the mom on Eight is Enough, if I'm remembering correctly, I need Bill Leff for this, but she plays a wicked character, and it took me a while to figure out that that was her.
Yeah, she's the big bad guy this season. It's complicated. If you've read the comics that it's based on, she is one of the most messed up characters in fiction history, so that's going to pan out pretty horribly.
That's a big statement
right
there.
Goes on.
She's really good. Somebody just texted, "Love Preacher, Betty Buckley was so scary." She is. Real quickly, and then I'll turn this over to Frank. He wants to talk about something. Michael Rapaport was in the news because there was a situation on an aircraft where someone was trying to open the emergency door, and he jumped up and swore a lot and pulled the person away. And so when Bill used to started doing stand-up with him in L.A. many years ago, and we learned that there's a new show Michael Rapaport is in called Atypical, also starring Jennifer Jason Leigh, also on Netflix, and it is super good. I started watching it with my kids. It's about a teenager who is on the autism spectrum who wants to find love, and it's just really
great
good.
Storyline.
Yeah, it's you can actually watch, I believe the first season is 8 episodes, and there's going to be a 10-episode second season that's coming soon. So if you like the show, there's going to be more of it.
You know, Alexander, what I was saying is that, you know, off the air, we were talking, Wendy and I, how Netflix has become what HBO used to be, where they're taking big chances. They're creating innovative shows, giving stuff a shot that wouldn't work, maybe not on traditional television. And it's changed the landscape, not only from the consumption of how you consume it on demand, but just in general. I love the fact that they're taking chances. They're even moving into my space, doing reality-based home improvement programming, which is cool. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the stuff they're outputting. We're actually even talking to them for some of my ideas for shows, too, so it's kind of cool. One show that you have on this list that will bring you back to your talking points here is I'm a big fan of Sons of Anarchy. Loved the show. Missed it like hell when it went away, and I still do. I'm so glad that you have it on here, that the follow-up to that, and maybe you could take it from here, what is coming from Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, so FX announced a couple of premiere dates the other day. One of them is the sequel to Sons of Anarchy, Mayans MC, which picks up, quote-unquote, in a post-Jax Teller world. It focuses on Ezekiel Reyes, played by J.D. Pardo, might remember from the series.
Yes.
And he heads off, joins up with Mayans MC, and it's probably going to be violent and intense, and just like the previous series was. It's coming September 4th at 10 p.m. on FX.
Can't wait.
The other one that I'll mention I'm very excited for, It's Always Sunny, is coming back for its 13th season on FX.
Yay!
Actually, FXX. Yeah. September 5th at 10 p.m. The interesting twist here is a little spoiler for the last season, but if you're a fan of the show, Dennis Reynolds left to go be a father in North Dakota. It seems like he may or may not be on the show next season. They were a little cagey about it in the press release. I expect he'll make some sort of, Glenn Howerton will come back in some way because he's still really good friends with the cast. But mostly it's going to follow the rest of the gang as they try to manage the bar and be the most horrible people in Philadelphia.
Danny DeVito's still on the show? I haven't seen the last
season. Danny DeVito's still on the show,
yep. He's still as annoying as ever.
So great. He's so great.
And I was heartbroken when Caitlin Olsen's show, The Mick, got canceled, so I'm looking forward to the new Always Sunny. She is the funniest woman in all the land, I have
great
to tell you.
Great casting on that show.
Fantastic.
And Glenn Howerton, of course, is on AP Bio, which I think is a really cute show. Was that renewed?
That is, I believe. I believe that's coming back for a second season. And if you haven't watched it, it's kind of less mean than It's Always Sunny.
Much.
You know, it sort of follows in the steps of The Mick, I guess, where The Mick kind of took a D and made her a little more palatable for a broadcast audience. Does the same thing with Dennis Reynolds on AP Bio, but it's a lot of fun. And one of our writers here at Decider, Josh Surakach, correctly noted, he wrote a great piece about the kid actors on the show.
They're
and how
awesome.
Wonderful they are. It's great.
It's like School of Rock. They're so good.
Sure.
We are running out of time. We need to get to the wow moment of the week. So what has that turned out to be this week, Alexander?
Well, this was out of an article in the Los Angeles Times. You guys were mentioning how Netflix has these little niches. They're very cagey about their metrics, how many viewers they're getting on everything. But this is kind of huge. There's a movie called The Kissing Booth that I'm imagining a lot of adults in the listening audience have not necessarily watched. But it's a very cute teen movie. The big wow news about it is that Netflix did share that 1 in 3 viewers of the movie rewatched The Kissing Booth, which is 30% higher than the average movie on the platform. And that includes blockbuster movies like Marvel movies and Star Wars movies and everything else. People are obsessed with this movie. So if you want to know what teens are watching, check out The Kissing Booth.
Definitely will check it out.
I will check that out. In the meantime, you can find Alexander Zalbin at Decider.com, managing editor. Love the website. You do a great job, and have a wonderful 4th of July.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks so much. Nice meeting you, Frank.
You too, buddy.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. Have you met Jerry Nunn?
I think I have.
Jerry Nunn.
Nunn on the Run.
Is a load of fun, and I cannot. Usually, it just so happens that he comes in when I'm out of town. And this time, Bill is out of the studio, and I get to see Jerry. I've actually missed him. We're going to find out what's happening during the month of July in Chicago, and we'll Nunn on the Run next. Is that
Let's
cool
do
with
it.
You?
Do
All
it.
Right. It's Frank Fontana in for Bill F. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.